When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Do you like to cook?
I mean, sometimes, I guess, when I have time.
Sounds like you're kind of over it.
I'm kind of over it.
Well, do you need some suggestions or tips?
I mean, do you have any? You're going to share them with me?
Well, that's kind of what this podcast is all about.
Well, all right then, let's do this.
I'm Candace Connolly.
And I'm Natalia Banjak.
And this is Not a Single Fork, another podcast about food and cooking.
Yeah, but we're going to keep it real.
Now we're into episode 4.
Episode 4.
Measuring.
Okay, before we get started, I want to start this episode, and maybe others, we'll see how it goes, with a little segment called Kitchen Cleanup.
Oh, and so what does that mean?
So if we have anything that we need to talk about from last episodes that we screwed up, like I did, and I'll tell you in a second, or if there's anything else that we need to just clarify, this is where we're going to do that. So just a quick, in the beginning, clarification, correction segment.
Okay. Is that okay? I like that. I like that a lot.
So one thing in the last episode, I suggested that people put their side towels in the dishwasher.
I forgot about that. You did.
I meant the washing machine where you wash fabrics, not in the dishwasher where you wash your dishes.
I mean, you could throw your side towel in the dishwasher.
It'd be really weird.
But it would be wrong.
There is one other thing I want to talk about. If this is your first episode or if this is the fourth episode that you're listening to, if you haven't read any of our notes or been on our website or anything like that, I just want to clarify that we do cuss.
Yes.
In our podcast. So if this offends you,
don't listen.
Please stop listening now. Okay. I'm done. Are you have anything?
Yes, I do, actually. Okay. So we have been celebrating our 10 years of cooking.
Woohoo!
Actually, not cooking.
No,
10 years of teaching
classes.
Cooking.
Yeah.
And so each month we're doing something fun and special for all the people who have been so kind to keep us in business. The last month was May, and we celebrated moms.
Yes.
All month long. And what we asked people to do was to send us nice story, you know, or stories that warm the cockles of their hearts about cooking with their mom.
The cockle?
The cockle, cooking cockles.
Ooh.
Yes.
Where are mine?
Now, they're in your heart.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Good Lord. So, we had a contest and we read all of these really nice stories, mm-hmm. and the person who won got two cooking classes, and she's already claimed them.
She's so excited. It was so sweet.
It was the best story because it not only she took a lot of time with it.
Well, okay. If you want, you can get on Facebook, on our Facebook page, and we did a little Facebook Live and read her story, and it's kind of fun. So you can see that your cat is going apeshit right now.
I know.
Okay.
And she never does this. Yes, so, I have a cat, and she wants to be part of the podcast apparently. So we're just going to move on and ignore her for now.
But if you hear screaming in the background, we're not murdering children.
No, it's just my cat.
There's also no children in the room when we cuss, just by the way.
Yeah, no children anywhere to be found, frankly. And
so
we like it
so
that
back
way.
To our lovely winner.
Yes, her name is Tiffany Christ Zachary.
Yay!
And Tiffany. She's also a fan of the podcast, which I love that. So, Tiffany, we loved your story. So we're telling that again. And it had something to do with mise en place, which was our last episode. It is French. And so, because she got all of the ingredients out for the cookies that she was going to make, except, oops, forgot the flour.
But get on Facebook for the whole story.
And the video of the two of us demonstrating it.
Well, I was demonstrating. You told me you did demonstrate.
You did a really great job. Yeah, we need to do that more often. And we will. So now, can we move on to today's episode?
So we're done with our kitchen cleanup.
Kitchen cleanup. Wah, 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 wah. So
what are we talking about today?
We are talking about measuring. Back to the thing at hand is measuring. And frankly, I don't like to measure.
No,
I think everyone knows that about me.
Well, and if you don't know us out there in the world, I'm sorry. But if you don't, we don't bake. We're not bakers. Part of that is that we don't like to measure.
I just don't. I do like to bake pie, but I have that in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't have to think about it, really. And measuring, frankly, the exact measurements... It doesn't matter. I mean, the chemistry matters in baking.
Okay, so this segment is really going to piss off and aggravate those of you that may
are exacting
accountants
or
engineers.
Oh, yeah, engineers.
But it's okay. It's okay. Just take a Xanax and chill.
Like, yeah,
it's
all of you, okay. All of you perfectionists out there, you don't need to worry about not measuring. If you really need to measure, please be my guest.
Yeah, if that's part of your routine and you like it already, then keep doing it. But we don't do it, and we're going to tell you what we do.
Because it's not rocket science.
Right.
It's not baking. So relax. If you have to grab your measuring cups and spoons, it's okay. Just don't sweat it. We're okay with that. We're flexible, right? We're keeping it real.
Yes.
So we kind of view measurements in recipes, even though recipes are tested before you ever see them. Not necessarily mine, because I just wing it. But measurements in cookbooks, those recipes are tested over and over again, but I still view them as suggestions.
Like a jumping off point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, for instance, in my case, if I'm making, I was making hummus and I glanced at a recipe and it said 1 clove of garlic.
Oh, fuck that.
And I was like, are you kidding me?
That's going to make real shitty hummus.
It's not even going to taste like hummus.
Put some more garlic in that.
So you have to, if you love garlic, put more garlic in it, for God's sakes.
Well, but we do tell people, as a good kind of rule of thumb, if it is a new recipe that you're trying, do follow the recipe initially, the guidelines, the measuring, and see then what it tastes like. And then for the next time, if you think, oh, that really could have used more garlic or more something, add more. It's just a jumping off point.
Exactly. And it's, there aren't any, well, there are rules, but we don't like to follow rules. So we suggest that you make the recipe, taste it. If it doesn't suit you, change it.
Yeah,
no problem.
No biggie.
So one of the things that we like to suggest to people, kind of the one of the very first things, because seasoning is salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. And
basic seasoning is salt and pepper.
Okay, let's talk. Can we talk about salt for a minute?
Let's talk about salt.
And we, okay, and one more thing. When we talk about, when we refer to people in our class, this is not, we are not picking on people. We've done this for 10 years. We've seen thousands of people, different levels, different educations, different backgrounds, different everything. And this is our reference. I mean, everyone out there that's listening, you have a job or you have something that you do, and that's your reference point to kind of suggestions and things in life. And that's what we're doing. We're not picking on people in class. This is just what we've found to be true. One of them being,
yes,
people, you know, a few years ago, it was this whole like, oh, low sodium, like salt is bad for you. And I get it. Sodium is not good for you. But salt, when you are cooking with salt, it is not bad for you. When you add salt to something after the dish, then that's when it becomes a problem.
Yes, and because you want the salt to become part of your dish, you don't want, and the other part of that is people will salt before they even taste the food
right.
when they sit down at a table. So we don't like that at all. And salt, it's one of those things that we find in our classes that home cooks do not salt their food properly.
Not enough, usually.
Not enough. So when it does get to the table, it's true. It's not, doesn't have any flavor. And so you're going to add salt.
Right. And salt while you're cooking does bring out the flavor in things. Everything.
Yes.
In everything.
In everything. But raw salt is not, it's just not good for you.
Table salt.
Table salt.
Yeah.
It burns your tongue. It's just not good.
And okay.
That's our opinion. So, you know, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Okay, so back to salt and pepper. What do we do with them?
Salt and pepper. So here's the thing. If you use a salt shaker or a pepper shaker, you are basically using a black box to season your food because you can't see or tell how much of anything you're putting in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I say get rid of your salt and pepper shakers. Just get rid of them.
And do what?
Get little bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to be little fancy bowls that you go and buy at the store. Just whatever kind of container that you have already.
Okay, so not everybody that's listening to us are parents. I'm not a parent, so I don't even know what I'm saying right now, except that I make stupid shit like a kid would make it. So I had these little ceramic bowls that I had made in like a pottery class or some shit, and you don't know what to do with them, and they're really cute, but you don't want to, you know, you want to display them, but you don't want to, I don't know. I put my salt and pepper in them.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Any kind of those, you know, little funky bowls that, you know, you're just kind of
misshapen
around.
Maybe,
yeah.
Or just, yeah.
Yeah, something your kid made or whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But the whole point of this is you can see the salt, you can see the pepper, and what you need to do is pinch it. So that doesn't mean you just put a pinch of salt in it. That means that you get a good grab of salt or a good grab of pepper, and this is going to sound weird too. This is how I figured out.
Right, so I was going to say, how do you know how much of a pinch of something is?
I call it measuring a grab.
Okay.
And so what I did a long time ago is I would get a bowl of salt and I would get a measuring spoon and I would do a grab. I'd grab with my fingers as much salt as I could get and I'd drop it into the measuring spoon so I could see how much I was grabbing every time.
Mm-hmm.
And what I discovered was that I grab just about a half a teaspoon of salt. Every time I stick my fingers in the salt bowl and I pull out the salt and I put it in where, you know, whatever dish it is, I know that more or less I'm getting a half a teaspoon of salt in there.
Okay, so people I think are going to be like, ew, is that sanitary? Like?
Yeah, salt is self-cleaning.
Okay.
It's not a nasty thing and it's, you know, it's just not. And the same thing with pepper. You can do the same thing with pepper. Usually you don't want to use as much pepper as salt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 1 to 2. So if you're using a teaspoon of salt, you want a half a teaspoon of pepper,
yeah.
More or less. And here's the other thing. I say this in class all the time. You can always add. It's a little bit difficult to take away.
Yeah, you'd have to like rinse it.
Well, I don't even know how you'd get it out.
And don't oversalt because then your dish will taste like shit when you're done. So that's another thing is you have to taste as you go. When you're cooking, taste as you go. Just grab some spoons or you're probably buy the spoons and just, you know, give it a little taste and see, oh, what is that? Does it need a little salt and a little pepper?
I mean,
we do it all the time.
Well, and I keep tasting spoons by my stovetop.
Yeah.
And you really should also because that's another kind of caveat of home cooks is they don't taste their food throughout the cooking process. So really almost, and again, this isn't a hard and fast rule, but almost every time you add something to a dish, you need to taste it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to to see what's happening when you put that extra ingredient in, because what you're doing is layering flavor.
Right.
And salt and pepper, those are integral ingredients that if you don't season with salt and pepper, your food is just not going to taste good.
We should have made this the salt and pepper episode. Let's go back to measuring.
I think it already is.
Okay, let's go back to measuring.
Well, but measuring salt and pepper is super important.
It is.
Okay, so let's go beyond salt and pepper. What if you have liquid? All right.
Do you pinch it?
What, you can't pinch liquid. Damn it, Natalia. It's always something with you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what I do with liquid is I'll find, I'll get a measuring cup and I'll look at, okay, what does a cup look like? So I'll fill it with water to the cup measure, and then I'll put it into a common glass or a common mug or something like that, and I'll see where it lands.
So you can use that vessel.
So I can use that. I don't have to constantly be searching for measuring cups.
Oh, that's smart.
And so, well, I come up with something every once in a while. So you get your measuring cup for that one time and you dump in a half a cup or you dump in a cup, and then you put it into a glass that you have all the time. You see where it lands on that glass, and then you know more or less. You don't have to have an exact measurement in spite of what the perfectionists think. You can do a more or less thing, and you have this glass and you don't have to use a measuring cup, and it just frees you.
Yeah.
Frees you. I mean, you know, that's kind of our deal, right? Is that we want people to not be stressed out by, oh my God, I didn't do it exactly right.
I have to tell a funny story.
Okay.
I had some friends over. This was a while ago. And I have, like you said, like a cup measure. Like I have one plastic cup measure. And this was when we were redoing the bathroom, actually. And my girlfriend was trying to measure, like, the mortar or something, some shit. I don't know what she was doing. And so it was dry. And so she went through my entire kitchen and she's like, how do you cook for a living and you have nothing to measure with but this one tiny little fucking cup measure? So she got kind of pissed, but you had to use that. And I was like, I'm sorry, that's all I don't measure.
Just get over.
I don't measure, I don't have it. No, well, I mean, she was helping. So.
Well, I know, I mean, you're...
But it was just kind of funny because she said, she's like, how does the one person that I know that does this for a living, they don't have shit to measure with?
And well,
like,
that's because
I don't even think about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So
that's, I mean, yeah, that's a great example is that, you know, really I have two measuring cups. I have a set for baking if I ever bake. Mm-hmm. I have to bake sometimes.
Sometimes because her kids are like, Mom, I want a butterscotch cream pie.
Yeah.
Well, and her pies are delicious.
Yeah.
Well, but anyway,
thanks.
Yeah.
I just don't, that's just not a focus of mine.
Right.
Because
well, it's not, you don't enjoy it. And that's the thing, guys. Find something you enjoy.
And you have to, and you also have to understand, and once more, I'll say it again. This isn't rocket science, but it's time to experiment and have fun.
And taste as you go.
And taste as you go. So you start with a small amount, you taste and add, you taste and add, you taste, and then you go, okay.
And you have your salt and pepper in little bowls. And that does make, I mean, I switched over to that years ago and it makes a huge difference. And again, if I go to someone else's house and try to cook and they have it in the shakers, I mean, then you're shaking and then, or you open the salt and it just pours out everywhere and it's just, it's yuck.
Yeah. So.
Ew.
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 So you're in control. You're in control of the season. You're in control of your kitchen.
You got this.
You got it.
You got this.
And that is all there is to say about measuring.
That's it.
Now it's time for Rants and Raves.
Okay, so since we kind of rant and raved through that entire episode, we're going to do something, whatever. We're going to do something a little different in this episode of Rant and Raves. We're going to do some tips and tricks.
Yeah.
So does that work for you?
Yeah, it works great.
Okay. So we kind of talked a lot about salt and pepper. So
and we're still going to talk about salt and pepper.
So we're going to continue. So salt. We talked about adding salt when you cook and not at the table. I want to just clarify, the salt that you use when you cook is going to be like a sea salt or a kosher salt. It's a large, flat,
flaky.
It dissolves when you cook it.
Much faster than table salt.
And that's the purpose of it. We don't ever use table salt, like we kind of said earlier. And that's the shit that's bad for you, honestly. So I just wanted to clarify what those two salts were and what they look like and what they're called when you're at the store. So you'll see that. You'll see that difference.
And you know, there are finishing salts,
which are delicious.
Yeah, and they're an even bigger grain. Well, they're a flake typically, because the way that they're produced is they use some kind of a scraping device and they scrape the salt off of, you know, however they're processing it. But they're big and they have a characteristic flavor.
And so that would be something that you would put on a specific dish when you're done cooking.
And they also add texture.
Yeah.
Like crunchy.
We should maybe do an episode just on salt.
Well, I probably have many, many things to say about it. But now I'm going to talk about pepper.
Okay. Pepper it up.
So you can buy pepper.
Salt and pepper.
You can buy salt.
Salt and pepper. We should have a jam session. I'm just kidding.
That's
the push it real good. Sorry.
Okay. Back to pepper. I'm leaving. So, all right. Pepper is something that when you buy it in the grocery, and you typically will buy it in a big canister, and it's either fine grain. Well, it's typically fine, actually. And there's a restaurant style.
Yeah.
And you can get that, you know, usually the only place I've seen that is in the, like, places like Sam's Club.
So
or
is that
Costco.
Like a bigger?
It's a bigger grain of pepper. And it so you know you've got pepper in your dish. But even though you're buying canisters of pepper, and yes, pepper is kind of, you know, it's pepper. But if you will occasionally, you don't have to always do this, but if you will buy whole peppercorns, mm-hmm. and grind them. Mm. You can, if you have a mortar and pestle.
Ooh,
I know
school.
I'm stepping
kicking
out
it old
here,
school.
But
you have no power and you have no electric. You can go outside in your tunic can grind your pepper. I have one too. I'm just kidding.
Go ahead. Keep it right by my stovetop and I grind peppercorns every time I'm ready to use them. So just get off my back. That's my rant. So anyway, the difference in flavor between freshly ground black pepper and pepper that comes out of a canister is like night and day, because you're immediately releasing when you grind pepper, you're immediately releasing those volatile oils, essential oils, and the flavor and the texture and the fragrance is just so different, and it adds so much to your dish. So I really recommend, not, you don't have to do it every time, but just for something different and to experience the difference between buying a processed mm-hmm. pepper and actually grinding it yourself. You can get a spice grinder.
Sure.
And plug it in and do that thing.
Or the handheld ones.
So there's a lot of different ways you can do that. You don't have to use a mortar and pestle.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it by candlelight.
Stop.
Okay, so that's our rant and rave tips and tricks.
Thanks for listening to Not a Single Fork with Candace and Natalia. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, notasinglefork.com. You can find show notes there and leave us a comment.
Also, guys, if you want to watch the video that we were discussing earlier for the winner and the Mother's Day contest, just go to our Facebook page, Chef Candace Conley, The Girl Can Cook. We've had some amazing reviews on our Apple podcast, really cute ones and fun ones too. And we'd love if you'd leave another one.
So join us next time when we talk about doing it like the pros even more. And we're into some fun topics like ingredients.
Woo!
Now stay fresh.
Salt bags.
Not a Single Fork is made possible by The Girl Can Cook Cooking Studio and Kitchen, where real people learn how to cook real food and have fun while they're doing it.
Located in beautiful downtown Broken Arrow, Oklahoma's historic Rose District, the Girl Can Cook holds recreational cooking classes during the week and private classes and parties on the weekend. Personalized catering and wine dinners to fit almost any occasion are also available. Check out the Girl Can Cook at thegirlcancookschool.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.